comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday Morning Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the D's, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a media agency specializing in traditional and digital media to grow your business with strategy. Each week, we host a special guest to talk about their business, tell their story, and give our listeners some thoughtful and helpful tips to market your business. And this week, we are very lucky to have Chris Garvin from C. Garvin & Associates.
Oh, welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
How are you?
Hi, Deb. Hi, Nurse.
Hi, Chris.
Well, good. Let me first give a quick bio on Chris. I feel like I've known him forever. So Chris, welcome. Chris Garvin, you're the owner and president of C. Garvin & Associates. You're a full service advertising agency right here in Rochester, New York. Mm-hmm. You started in 1993. So I'm sure you've got a lot of great stories to share with our listeners. Chris is a 7-time National Communicator Award winner. And really the reason we have you here today is because I just love the jingle work you do. You really specialize in really coming up with great, memorable jingles. So,
Thank you. Welcome.
So,
thank you.
Well, first, you know, why don't you tell our listeners, you know, how you got started? How'd you end up in this career?
Well, I've always been fascinated by advertising, and I just always thought, wouldn't it be cool to really get in someone's mind and, you know, what makes them actually pull the trigger on buying your particular product? I was always fascinated by that. And as a musician, I've been playing, I've been playing music since I was a kid in elementary school. So I started when I was 5.
Oh my gosh.
And my brother Tommy and I would we would play in our bedrooms and call it Madison Square Bedroom or Boston Garden Bedroom. And so we would play in our garage for the neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
When you're kids.
Oh my gosh.
We'd go up to the store and buy candy. And we started when we were really, really young.
Did you have like a little tip jar out there?
We would make money on the concessions.
Oh.
So we would go to the store and buy all this candy and sell it during our show.
Oh my gosh.
And we'd make money when we were kids.
Oh my gosh, an entrepreneur at 5.
So we started very, very young. And I was always a big fan of jingles and the real good ones. You know, when we were growing up, I mean, the power of a jingle, if you were to hear just a few lines, like I am stuck on
Band-Aids,
because Band-Aids stuck on
me.
Or if you were to hear plop, plop.
Fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is. For what brand? For what product?
Alka-Seltzer.
Correct. Right. So they work, and you may have not heard that for a long time, but it comes, the recall.
Do they even advertise anymore? I don't even know.
The recall of it comes within seconds. And you can't get that with a newspaper ad. You can't get that with direct mail. You can only get that with a jingle. And there are some companies around the world who understand that and who harness the power of a jingle.
Right.
But then there are a lot of clueless companies out there that have no idea what they're talking about or what they're doing.
Right.
So, you know, the brands that have leveraged a jingle have done are usually like the top of their categories.
Right. They you remember them. Yeah.
Because they're highly memorable and people go to people or to companies that they're familiar with. So, you know, that's really important.
Yeah. I think Chris, you said something that really resonated with Debbie and I, which is something that it tears at your, or it tugs at your heartstrings. Which I think is so great that it's memorable in that way.
You know, the way it works is I look at it this way, that if we can capture our customers' ears, we can access their hearts.
That's exactly what you said.
That should be your tagline.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's
and
great.
It really does work. So in, you know, because people, they, if it's catchy, they will remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people are on a shopping list, they're going to go to the people or they're going to go to the companies that make them feel good. They feel like they have an emotional appeal to, you know, so that's why they work.
I actually think in today's world, it's probably even more impactful, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are really, you know, needing to make good choices. So, you know, does a jingle work for everyone? I mean, like a home improvement client,
who's a great client for a jingle?
A great client is anyone in the retail space. It could be home improvement. It could be any kind of healthcare. Like it, let's say you have physical therapy, or let's say you have dental, or let's say you have LASIK surgery,
right,
or something right. like that. Anything that's dealing with the retail public should have a jingle. Any company that deals with the public should have
a jingle. I agree with that. Yeah, that's great.
Period.
Yeah, and I think people think they can't afford it, right? They just think that I'm not, you know, Alka-Seltzer, I can't afford it.
You know, a jingle, a well-written jingle will be the best investment any company will ever make out of anything that they do. If it's a well-written jingle, that thing has legs that will last them 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. So you don't have to.
You will get your money's worth, regardless of how much it costs.
Right.
You will get your money back over those years, like 30, 100 fold.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, we have business owners listening. And I think that, you know, they've been thinking about it and maybe think that they're not in the ballpark to play in that field. And I think that everybody is, which mm-hmm. you've proven with a lot of your great jingles. What's the most successful or one that you're proud of the most, would
well,
you say?
Well, I think, you know, the one that I think is the most notable for me in this market is the Bob Johnson right. jingle, the Bob Johnson Chevrolet jingle, which I wrote in 1999 that we actually launched.
1999, wow.
And we actually launched it in 2000.
How's so, that one go for our listeners?
Goes, can Bob on Johnson Chevrolet, Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
It is great. You feel good when you hear that one on the radio or on television.
It's
yeah.
a good one.
I love this story, and I know I've already just told it, but Chris knew his jingle was a hit when we were in Wegmans and a little kid was singing it down the aisle.
Oh my God, yeah, right?
Because children don't lie. If they right. like something and it's memorable.
Well, it'd be probably great if you're driving down a road and you see someone in a car singing your jingle. It's probably like being the musician at age five, right? You know,
that's great.
A true story, Deb, is I was picking up a pizza and the person in the kitchen was, you know, the ad was on, the radio advertisement was on, and they were singing the song, and the guy making the pizza was singing Bob Johnson Chevrolet. So I thought it was really, really cool. And it was very impactful that, you know, that someone's actually singing your tune.
Right.
That's cool.
Right. You probably get it. People probably want your autograph now.
No.
No. So what's the process, right? So if I'm a, you know, a business owner or somebody out there listening to us, or, you know, we talk to in the future, our customers, what's the process? What's that look like?
Well, the process is that we try to extrapolate the points of pride of a particular company, right? And we tell a story with that company. And what would be something that would be memorable, top of mind to a customer who wants to buy their product or service? So we tell a story with that, and we try to create a melody that is very impactful.
And that could take how long?
I mean, you know, it's with any, it's like anything. Sometimes it comes really easy to you, and sometimes it takes a little time.
Right. So I might get writer's block or something.
Yeah. And right. both have happened.
Right.
Well, plus you have to really learn the business that
right.
you're trying to write about too. So that research is a little bit time consuming as well.
Right.
That's great. So what mistakes do you know, are there some bad ones out there? Or, you know, is there anything
well,
that gets to my ear going to get to my heart? Or
like anything, Deb, there are, you know, good painters, good doctors, bad doctors. And there are good jingle writers and there are really bad jingle writers. So jingle writing is it's a specialty. So some people are really great at it and some people aren't. And I think you can hear, you know, the body of work of certain writers, there's a consistency that, you know, typically, hopefully, that they're all really, really solid. But then there are some other ones out there that make you cringe. And actually, if it's a bad jingle, it will create ill will and people won't want to shop there.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So look at it that way. If it's like a bad ad, no one's going to want to go there. There's
right.
no reason to go there.
You're
they
wasting
can't
your
stand
money.
It.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good advice. So, you know, I see a lot of people when I'm thinking, talking to you, there's a lot of advertisers who just, you know, they just reinvent the wheel every quarter with another television ad that probably mm-hmm. an advertising agency is charging them, you know, too much money for.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that as a mistake too, right?
Because there's a lot of national advertising agencies that like to actually use needle drops from top 40 hits, right? Because they make a lot of money on that.
But
it's a disservice to the actual client because it doesn't build on their brand. You know, there are some clients out there, or some companies rather, that are out there, like McDonald's. They've really harnessed the jingle. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
But that you remember that. I mean, it's very simple, but it's very memorable and it works really, really well. But then there are some other companies that just, they got just goofy ads that people don't even remember.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, can you remember a Burger King ad, you know, competing with McDonald's? I can't.
No, no.
The only thing I remember with McDonald's is I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Or else the two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
That was years ago. Yeah, I can't even pronounce that. So.
I can't believe you just pulled that out. That was great.
I remembered it. Right? So, that's great. Well, yeah, that's great advice. And, you know, I know you've got, you know, a whole library full of really great jingles that you've really set some customers, some of your customers on the map and really grown their business. I mean, you can really measure results with.
You really can. And it happens fairly quickly. Like I said, the investment of a jingle is nothing compared to the benefits your company will get over the years.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll be just gigantic.
Oh yeah, it just moves you up to consideration to number one or two very quickly. So I mean,
you become a player when you have a jingle.
Yeah,
a well-written.
That's a great
jingle.
Way to
you
say.
You become
it.
A player.
That's a great
in
one.
The market and in a particular category.
Yeah, I agree. So, is there anything we didn't ask you that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I mean, if people want to see more,
yeah.
They can go to cgarvin.com. That's cgarvin.com. And they can see a nice body of work there. And if they're interested, they can call us.
Yeah, that's great, Chris. So, and of course, to anyone, they can reach out to us. We've known Chris for many, many years. We believe in his work and we use him as one of our preferred partners. So if it's something you're interested, reach out to Darcy and I, and we'll also connect you to Chris. But thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris. And one more time, it's Chris Garbin at C. Garbin & Associates. That's 585-232-1430. Or you can always contact the D2 Media team.
All right, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.
Have a great day.